Yeah.
I don't care what you tell me.
It's insane. Yeah, I don't I don't get it. I can't do it. And especially since since FastPass came out, 15 years ago or whatever. It's like I can't wait in line that long. It's like half hour max. It's like if it's longer than half an hour, I just say hell with it and do something else. It's not worth my time.
We were just sort of the system we had going in Universal was we were like, right, there's really one big ride in every area, so all we do is shuffle up and get our time slot to come back and then shuffle around the rest of that area and see what's what, We'll go and get the time for Transformers, and then while we're doing that, we can go and scoot around the corner and see the Blues Brothers play, get some food, mooch in the merch shops and stuff, and then shuffle back and do that ride, and then go on to the next area and do the same thing again. And it's much less stressful that way.
Right.
And that meant I got to eat a turkey leg in the Simpsons area, so I was quite happy.
There you go. Yeah, I will say, if you come back again, try to make a point to do the Star Wars land. I know I'm not like a huge Star Wars person, and it's a neat area. Like it's kind of like it's on par, I think, in terms of styling with the Harry Potter world in Universal, in terms of just feeling like you're immersed in it. But the thing that I loved about that of all that is, like I said earlier, the Rise of the Resistance ride, because I've never felt more immersed in a world than I have on that ride, and not just on the ride, in the line for the ride, because how every ride has like the themes and you kind of go through the thing and then do the video and you kind of feel like you got the props and stuff and you kind of try to make it feel like you're in that world, but you're obviously in a line. That line, the way they set up, or I guess queue for you, but the way they set that up is it feels like going through the line is like half the ride, because you go through and I'm trying to remember all of it now, but you're going through and you get the little video thing from what's her name? What's the girl's name for the new trilogy?
Rey.
Yeah. So she's there talking to you about stuff, and then you end up going on this little I think it's actually just an elevator, but it looks like a transport ship. You get in, they got the whole inside is all screens, and it kind of bumps around, so it feels like you're moving, and you got screens, they got like the little fake pilot guy flying the ship. It looks like you're taking off from where you were, and you're flying up into space, and you end up getting pulled into a what do you call those? I want to say Battlestar, but that's
Star Destroyer.
Wrong, Star Destroyer. Yeah, you get pulled into one of those, and all it's really doing is pulling you, like taking you an elevator down underground. I think it's what it does, but it feels like you're flying around, and you end up going in. You get pulled into the docking bay, and you see on the screens it looks like you are in there. You can see all the stormtroopers lined up and all this stuff, and then the doors open. You walk out, and the actual area that they bring you to is identical to that. So it feels like you've literally just flown into space. You've gone onto the Star Destroyer. You've got all the you got all the stormtroopers there. You walk, and this is all the line. This isn't even the ride. This is the line. You go in there. The Disney cast members are all dressed up as Imperial guards or whatever. And they're shuttling you off because you're a prisoner now, and they're shuttling you off to wherever they're gonna take you to process you, which is, again, this is all just the line. They take you over there, you end up waiting there, you go see Kylo Ren, he's sitting up there talking to you, and I think someone else is talking to you, and it's just a animatronics thing, but it's up there talking to you, and then they the one door that opens, it makes it look like they cut through with a lightsaber. The door opens and they pull you through and they say, come on, we gotta go, and they rush you over, and that's when you get on the ride. Like, that all I just described is just a line for this ride. It is incredible what they did with that. And the ride's cool too. I mean, don't get me wrong, the ride's a neat ride, but
Above and beyond it. That sounds cool. Like that does sound better than the usual.
It's an experience. Yeah, it's an experience.
Like the getting the snake and snake up and down thing is, not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you go, like, I'm sure there's a POV on YouTube of it. If you go check it out, make sure you do one that has the whole line, and you go like, man, this is just, it's just so well put together for what is effectively, and it makes it feel like it doesn't take that long either, because your line, that line could take 30, 45 minutes, and it wouldn't feel like that just because you're basically going through this whole plot of going through and getting captured and all that.
I would have been your podcast only on Patreon.